From auto mechanic to butcher training, inmates at a southern Delaware prison are learning all sorts of trades in hopes of landing a job after release. Details from WHYY's Mark Eichmann.
As of 2009, 76% of Delaware's prisoners were rearrested within 3 years after being released. A program now underway at the Sussex Community Correction Center is looking to reduce that high rate of recidivism. Inmates being held under work release confinement in Georgetown work at the center while learning a marketable skill that will ideally lead to employment when they're released.
We don't want to see them again. No offense to those individuals, but we would like them all to go on and become successful, law-abiding, productive citizens.
Chief Alan Grinstead heads up the Department of Corrections Bureau of Community Corrections.
The department's interested in public safety as well as rehabilitation, and they really take that to heart here. The rehabilitation component, it comes to life here.
The inmates work in a variety of fields on site at the Georgetown facility. They chop wood, process cans and cardboard for recycling. There's even an automotive maintenance building where old state police cruisers are decommissioned and other fleet vehicles are maintained. The man in charge of all the programs is Warden Bill Edel.
There's no bad idea. You know, we'll certainly toss it around and see where it goes.
One of the programs he oversees is a butcher shop run by inmates. Yes, inmates are given sharp knives to butcher deer that have been donated by hunters. The meat is then ground up and donated to local food banks. There's even jailhouse jerky, which, although a little vinegary, tastes like the real deal from texture to spice.
That was an idea that was brought to me quite a few years ago and said, what's your thoughts about opening a butcher shop and processing deer and things like that? I said, well, you know, let's look at it a little bit more. And we started. So that's what normally takes course here.
Work is underway on a new auto body and welding fabrication shop, and it's prisoners who are doing the construction. Governor Markell unveiled plans to expand culinary training offered to prisoners in Delaware in last month's State of the State address.
I am reminded of the late restaurateur and philanthropist Matt Haley. He credited his culinary training in prison with turning his life around. It is appropriate that we name this initiative the Matt Haley Culinary Arts Program as a reminder that everyone has something to contribute when given the chance.
Haley, who died in an accident in India last fall, helped launch the culinary program for inmates in Georgetown, donating hundreds of dollars worth of supplies.
He really assisted in that and made it easier on us to get it done and get it done quickly.
Inmates who go through the culinary program get a foot in the door with an employer. It's coordinated in part by Sergeant Sandy Dale.
There's a pretty good success rate that once they go into a restaurant setting and they have an opportunity to see what they can do, that they will go ahead and hire them.
For Chief Grinstead, all that training comes back to one goal, preventing prisoners from returning to a life of crime after being released.
You walk away thinking and feeling like you're helping. I think that's a big part of this. It's not just individuals being housed here. They are hopefully getting something out of this, and that's what we're looking for.
From the Delaware Desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.